see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus Bible study for tonight. Tonight, we're going to talk about a very important issue tonight, about breaking those chains, family. Before we go into the dedication program, let's begin.
Wake up!
Lord, we thank you for tonight. Father, we come together in another Bible study. Father, to teach us tonight, to lead me through tonight, Father, to teach others, and for us to share in our thoughts and in our wisdom, our discernment, we gather together, and how to break the chains of and bondage of Satan that he puts down upon us, how to break those chains, and Father, to teach it to others too. Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have to learn in preparation for that day when it comes. We know, Father, every day that we come in, that day is there. But, Father, that great day, the Lord is coming, we know. And, Father, to give us that wisdom, discernment, and that blessing that we can help others. To lead them to break the chains. Father, that we can help others to come out of their bondage. And to be free from that power of sin will be no more. Father, we pray for our families, we pray for friends, we pray for those that are around us, Lord, that you'll teach them too with the Holy Spirit to break those chains. And Lord, to guide them to teach others. And Father, that it will perpetrate itself all through until that day comes that the church is snatched out of here. And then the church shall return. In the meantime, Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, for the Holy Word, the King James Bible. Father, we thank you for that Holy Word that guides us in the right path. And Father, we do pray for our families for healing, knowledge and wisdom to come their way, and divine appointments to be bringing to them. Father, remove that spirit of suicide away from people's minds. Lord, to set up divine appointments to redirect them to another way, to break the chain of that thought that, Lord, for so many people have been deceived, that, Father, that the light of the Holy Spirit will come upon them. These things we pray to guide us tonight. Amen. Family, that's really the battle we're going on today, is what we're talking about, is breaking the chain. The chains of bondage in a supernatural way. Man's still trying to do it his way. Any kind of military operation, protection, whatever, you got to have supplies. That's fine. But if you have any kind of adequate military operation, you got to have resupply. The way you destroy an enemy, if you're doing a military operation in that regard, that mindset comes back to me, you simply wait it out sometimes, unless, of course, you have a time element, is to break their chain of supply. That's all you got to do. You almost could do that without losing a man. They're going to run out of food. Water. All you did is wait it out. Can't do that in every case. Most cases you can. You pull supply away, enemy's not going to win. They're going to lose. Well, I say cut off the supply of Satan. By breaking that chain of his supply. By bringing in the Holy Spirit. But still, going back to the same analogy. They break the supply. You have no more supply. No more food. No more ammo. No more whatever. What are you going to depend upon then? Finally, man will come to God once he has nothing left to go. Why do you think there's going to be famine? Why do you think there's going to be pestilence? Why do you think there's going to be tribulation? Man ignores God until such time that man needs God. But because of love, God knows this, so he sets the conditions to where man will almost have to have God or just have to make a choice. But still a free choice. Life or death. Still a choice. That's what's going on today. It's not Ebola. not World War III, not Fukushima, or whatever they come up with next. What is it now? Civil War? I don't know, whatever. Restore the Constitution, bring back the Republic. Really? What about the 500,000 missing children every year? Who's going to bring them back under this Republic, under this Democrat, whatever? Let's bring Jesus back by praying for his return. Now you're talking. People keep forgetting all this. You keep saying, let's not lose the Republic. Well, what about the evil that's within the government itself? All governments worldwide. It's of Satan. How's Satan working? 2 Chronicles 7:14. They're missing the whole point. It's about any political candidate. About none of that. It's about about Jesus coming back here. And it's going to take 1,000 years. It's called the millennium. To restore what is God's. No human will ever restore like Jesus Christ will when he comes back after Armageddon. People are forgetting this. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. That's the answer right there. And the watchman, you got to start sounding the alarm to prepare people for it, not become discouraged. Right now, people know something's in the air. If any of you say chemtrails, I'm going to ban you. Yeah, that too. I guess I'll have to ban myself now. Family, right now is practice. You're getting blasted on the YouTube or Facebook or relatives saying you're crazy. Family, that's be glad you're getting that. Because that's nothing compared to what's coming. Man, that's just practice, nothing. When the real McCoy comes. Well, let's talk about that. What is really behind the scenes in this supernatural world that's going on? Well, when they head to the mountains and the abomination of desolation, I don't see anywhere in the Bible that says, bring your freeze-dried food with you. It says, whatever you're doing, stop and leave. And it's talking about Jerusalem. What's going on in America and Europe and other places, I don't know. Maybe you got your own little issues down here or something. Who knows? Nobody knows when the rapture is coming. Nobody knows when God's coming. Nobody knows when tribulation is going to happen. It hasn't happened yet. Well, it's being set up. You know that. But it's not happened yet. Family, we could go another generation. They may decide that this generation is still not ready. Y'all may see 70, 80, 90 years old, and your next generation may see the same signs. They just have to delay it, placate the population. For another generation. Who knows? Or it could happen in the spring. Who knows? Nobody does. That's why you get ready now. Your life tomorrow. Your life right now. To break the chains in your world right now. We're all sinners. He wishes that none should perish but have everlasting life. He gave us free will to make that choice. Without free will, you cannot have unconditional love. If you had not free will, you'd be robotic. This is the plan of the Antichrist, is to make mankind into blind obedience under the guise of giving you freedom, giving you free choice. But it's quite the opposite. He enslaves you by giving knowledge from the seven rays we've talked about. He does take away your desires for sin, for conviction. Convictions are manifested by feeling guilt for having done wrong, which in turn leads to repentance. So after a period of time, the desire of sin goes away. After one becomes born again, you no longer commit one or two of the sins that you did before, but you still continue in others. However, other sins are continued, and they would bear down upon your subconscious eventually, and each one goes away. You get higher and higher, closer and closer to Him. However, if one can sin and feel no remorse, then in fact, or in general, you was not saved in the first place. The case of Freemasons, for example, the blood oath and the curse that's put upon them will justify their sin, for example. The ends justifies the means. It's a false premise, but they justify the sin they do. We don't convert anybody. We just spread the gospel. Holy Spirit doesn't convert anybody. He convicts, but doesn't convert until the person seeks that conversion with a truly repentant heart to Him and Him alone. You know, one of the worst religions is Christianity, because people in Christianity are doing the lukewarm services and lukewarm prayers and going through the motions, putting money in the plate and sitting there, receiving a sermon, thinking they're saved because they go there, they give money or whatever, and they go to Bible study. That's great, but nobody's taking action, just sitting there. They have conviction in their heart, but listen to rock and roll music. Thinking the good feeling you get from the music is God touching you. No, because you don't feel the conviction with the music taking its place. And the drums draw in the demons. And that's a fact. Alchemy. It's physical. It is quantum physics. It's what drums are for, specifically. It's like throwing a little teaspoon of blood in the ocean. A shark from a mile away can smell it. It goes right to it. Well, when I throw the hand sign of a Baphomet, or I wear an insignia of a demonic entity, or have symbols for my organization that's demonic, don't matter whether you know it or not. Oh, I didn't know. It doesn't matter. That demon sees that insignia. It has a frequency vibration that draws that demon to it. And just because you didn't know, the demon don't say, well, he doesn't know, so I won't go down there. I won't demonize him. Wrong. The demon will. So it's our responsibility to know these symbols on our children, on our wherever it is, because that symbol draws those demons. Family, the monster drink. Ho, that thing's got a cross upside down on it. It's got monster spelled on it. It's got the three scratch marks, which is Hebrew script for 666. Oh, there's more to that thing than people realize. And all the monster drinks and energy drinks, that symbol curses that drink. Music played back in the day and today and didn't stop. John Todd confirms that when they did a cut of a record before it went public, there's a giant, sort of a giant record, and they'd take it to a large temple room like an auditorium, and witches would do seances and rituals and whatever the dickens they would do to invoke demons to follow that one record on every label. So when that record was reproduced, 1 million copies, demons were dispatched, were assigned to each individual record going out, and they would be attracted to that music. Now you may say, oh, come on, that's no, that's exactly correct. That symbol, that group, that drum, everything that goes with that particular song is assigned. So it ends up in your house, the demons are there. A Ouija board, demons are there. That's why they tell the Freemasons, if you have a ring, anything that has to do with the Freemasons, have to take it out of your house, burned, destroyed, melted, gotten rid of. because demons follow it until it's no longer in existence. As hard as you think to try to teach people this, that's where the chains come from. Yeah, this old ring right here used to be my great-great-granddaddy. He was a Mason or whatever. And you may not be one. Don't matter. They're assigned to that ring. They're assigned to that object that is cursed. A religion, all of them, placates the Christians, whoever, from being lukewarm sermons of pastors controlled by the government through the 501c3. Freemason control that keeps track of the sermons, literally. I know this for a fact, by the way. Doing good deeds without being born again. Doing good deeds covers over the Luciferian agenda. Made up doctrines. Whereas other religions that deny Jesus, they know, though, that they deny Jesus. But Christianity doesn't. Christianity itself, specifically, comes from a pagan root. Problem is, now they're revealing all this, you see. See, they're revealing what I'm telling you now, they're revealing. You know why? Because when the Roman Catholic Church destroys Christianity, and it will, that's when the New Age movement will be the replacement theology tacked on to what's called disclosure. You see how that works? It's the same thing if you're on the Titanic, or in the reality of the Olympic. If you're on the Titanic, which was the Olympic, actually, with another tag on it, that's another story. And the ship goes down and you happen to survive. What are you going to be looking for? Dry land or something so you won't drown, right? So if there's a ship there, you're going to what? You're going to jump ship, get on that ship, right? Because it's floating. Same thing. I call it the Catholic Titanic. Going down. The Jesuits will take it down. So the survivors are going to look for another ship. That's called the New Age movement, which was Roman Catholicism in the first place of its roots, which was pagan before Constantine. So it really is kind of the Olympic and the Titanic. That's two ships. That's another story. Yeah, Roman Catholic Church and its doctrine is just the same ancient mystery schools of religion and paganism redesigned but remained pagan, hidden under a Christian flavor. See, Jesus is not about Christianity. He's about salvation. He died on the cross for our sins. Being a Christian is not a religion. It's a fellowship. With fellowship, but a fellowship. Following Jesus. Before the 325, the Christians that were dying in the Colosseums and all that, there wasn't any Christianity. There were Christians. But there was not Christianity. So to contain them, since they couldn't wipe out those that believe in Jesus and rejected the ancient mystery schools of religion, paganism, and they couldn't kill them off, so they just, shall I use the term? I made it up. Religionized them. Call it Christianity. And then Christianity branched off to, gosh, all kinds, 37,000 different sects of Christianity. And the others are, actually, Islam was created by the Vatican. Oh yeah, from nothing. Islam didn't exist before Christianity. Mohammed didn't create Islam. The Vatican trained Mohammed when he was 6 years old to 25 years old. That's true. Mohammed's the same bloodline as Ishmael. Mohammed is in the same bloodline as Ishmael, Attila the Hun, Genghis Khan, Charlemagne, King John, Queen Elizabeth II through King Edward IV, marriage in the Muslim kings of Spain and Seville. Whoo, surprise! How about that, huh? They're all in the same bloodline, literally. Literally. And they took Muhammad, the prophet, when he was 25 years old, then trained by the Vatican through the Arab church fathers, was married off to Quadjana, Since he lacked the mother that died at 6 years old when he was six, he married her, and she was a 40-year-old wealthy widow, Arabic nun. He was 25, she was 40. That was not a mistake. That was not an accident, because they killed his mother at 6 years old. She died. 6 years old begins the matrix, doesn't it? Or you're out of the matrix. How about that? Oh, let's not go there, because that's getting off track. But that's the point, is how Satan operates. Up close and personal. We think he's just around when you go to church and fight him off, and you go home, you go to the buffet, and he's not there anymore. Wrong. Breaking that chain, family, is what it's all about. Can a Christian be possessed by demons? That's a question that you hear quite frequently, and some believe it's to be ridiculous. Well, if you're a Christian, then you're possessed by God, but you're demonized by spirits. With a little S. Demonized and being possessed are two different things. It's a technicality, but one that confuses many believers. So, you as a believer can attend church on a regular basis, give money, whatever you want to do there, and still be demonized. It means there's areas in your personality where you're not in full control. So you may still attend service, but still can be affected by demons. If you're not, you think you're not, and maybe you're not, then he'll hit you with your family somehow, or your work, your personal life in some way to upset you, so you'll have fear, anger, he's got you. Then begins the chain again. The demon can still be inside a church, but the power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ within you can force the demon out, to be true. It's even about sickness. You may have many members of the church who are sick with certain illnesses, and this is nothing but affliction of demonization. To be delivered from the sickness, you've got to be delivered from the demon to break that chain. You know, how did Nixon do it? Let me make this perfectly clear. That was terrible. But anyway, make it perfectly clear on why you don't hear this subject in modern churches. It's not that preachers don't know about demons, because it's in the Bible. It's the first subject that Jesus Christ even talks about whenever he speaks the works within the church. He tells us to cast out demons. You know, in his ministry, he taught disciples to do this first. So why don't our churches do it? Why did the translators of the new Bibles of the 20th century, why did they remove the verses that teach you how to do spiritual warfare? Why did they do that for? Well, as a rhetorical question, it's pretty obvious why. In the Jesus ministry, he taught disciples to do this first, didn't he? Why do they take a parishioner out of the church who acts out as a demon? Why would a church not help you if you think your home is afflicted with demons? Why can't they come over and help chase them out? And you have to do it yourself. They're told by Jesus Christ that we are to go out and tell others, but they don't, do they? Not aggressively. The ones that do it aggressively are in religions. They base it on religion and not the King James Bible, the truth. The answers are in the early days, though. You know, the church thought that they can improve on the techniques that Jesus taught. So, the Roman Catholic Church decided to cast out demons. Well, you need a specialist. Who's that? In the Pope Mobile, here comes Ghostbusters. Alberto Rivera, a Jesuit priest that they murdered, that went public, says in his testimony that the Vatican exorcists, plural, that come out to your house to get rid of demons, as opposed to Roto-Rooter, have a cooperation with the demonic realm, literally. So what happens, and same thing as a voodoo witch doctor, or a shaman, or a rainmaker, or a magician, what happens when you see something supernatural, even in the 21st century, a card trick that's like, how in the world, wow, can I have your autograph? Wow, did you see that? Whoa. Family, that's nothing compared to what's coming. What happens? You have reverence for that magician. You have reverence for that voodoo witch doctor. You got reverence to follow that rainmaker and give him a lot of your money. You have reverence to the Roman Catholic Church when they cast out that demon. You see a show of stuff flying around and all this weird stuff, and your family member's okay. Well, that brings something to mind. Do you know what I'm thinking about? Too bad we're not in some kind of a eye-to-eye contact. I could ask some of these questions. It's called Matthew 7, 21 to 23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils? Oh, bingo. That's not in the Bible. And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye work iniquity. Can you imagine in that day someone that believed them to be Christian themselves, and Jesus tells them that? Can you imagine? And then they are taken away from the presence of the Lord. I think I could read this in a Bible study, and oh yeah, Tom knows the scripture, but family, I mean really, when you it all sounds good in Bible study and all that, you know. But really think about it for real. What really is going to happen? Can you imagine the horror? And there's no, Lord, Lord, now wait, I didn't know, but can you, you're gone, you're already gone. You're gone. Every how God does that. The family, that's, and it's eternal. Man, this is, people don't play with this. You know, the more I think about it, it's just like, it tells you right there how Christians are fooled and thinking that they're doing God's will and they're not. That's scary. If they're increasing their exorcist program, they know the demonic realm's going to come about. They know that when they send their exorcist out, he'll take away the demons. And so the people will be beholden to the Roman Catholic Church. Can you imagine? That's not good. That's bad. We're close because they're forming these, I can only say Ghostbusters. Witch doctors that do it. They use the drums. The drums bring the demons. Frequency. The demons let mankind think that they're controlling the demons, but they're quite the opposite until the time that God removes the protective hedge. I don't think these people have any idea what those demons are going to do to people. They don't know. Right now, the demons are placating humankind that follow them. They're making mankind think that they have control over the demons and don't need God. How about those brothers? I forgot the name of the brothers, but the brothers that tried to take on the demons, man, they tore them apart. And the disciples, they couldn't cast out the demons unless they fasted and prayed. That's why they removed the scripture, Matthew 17:21. Jesus told them, after they were embarrassed because they couldn't remove the demon, they pulled Jesus off the side and said, Jesus, how did you do that? How did you take him out? Really. He said, howbeit, this kind can only come out by prayer and fasting. They've removed that verse out of the Bible. Well, of course, it makes it easier to read because it's not there. Being a little sarcastic, but, you know, that's what their excuse is. They removed all these verses to make it easier to read and change words. What a lie. This is serious. The Roman Catholic Church decided to cast out demons. You got to have an exorcist, a ghostbuster. Same goes for your home. You know the Wiccan, they'll come to your house, the Wiccan will, and do a cleaning out. Someone told me that. I said, what? Yeah, we get rid of evil spirits. You do? Oh, okay. You see how the cooperation works? Witch is a witch is a witch. Witch is a witch. Both are witches. That's which one. There's two things that Satan does not want revealed to mankind. That he and demons actually exist. And he sure don't want us to know that we have authority through Jesus Christ over demons. And I talked about this today in my broadcast. What's the number one way that he can do that? By causing you fear. And discredit the word of God. But by causing you fear. Is how that does, how that works. See how important it is? There's no battle between good and evil, God and Satan. How is there a battle when God's already won? Jesus won on the cross of Calvary. The battle is to keep you between you and Satan and not going his way. That's the battle. And the Lord rebuke you, Satan. It's not, I rebuke you, Satan, I bind you in a, you bind, what? No, Jesus rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, Jesus rebuke him. I rebuke you. No, Jesus does. Even Michael the Archangel had to use the name of Jesus. The name of the Son of God to rebuke Satan. You know, it makes sense that Satan would infiltrate the church. He would suppress the techniques they use to exorcise demons. So to accept the fact that people within the church can be demonized is also the understanding that Satan works within the church, has been for thousands of years. North American continent, he infiltrated the church in 1887. It was actually a year that he did. You know, one of the first miracles that Jesus Christ performed was casting out demons. You know that, did you know that all the miracles were previewed in the Old Testament of the Bible except one? Just one wasn't. The one that wasn't was a deliverance, a casting out of demons. That is the distinctive mark of the progression between the two, the Old Testament and New Testament, a decisive difference being the coming of the Lord. The anticipation of the coming of the Messiah was a sacrifice of innocent animals that started off at Cain and Abel. How about that? And the first law was given to Abraham, as mentioned in the Bible anyway. Well, what people don't like to hear, ooh, no. I sure walk on thin eggs and water. I mean, thin eggs and ice when I talk, but I. People don't like to hear about family ties. How dare you talk about my great grandfather? I gave it two steps to the door before I start shooting. Family ties, familiar spirits, a spirit which follows a family. You know that demons which will follow generations within the family? Did you know that? It's true. Most people who are dealing with a member within the church, having afflicted with by financial and health or other issues, because that one demon carries with it many others, and one of which is like a strong man, or I call him a fire team leader. a squad leader. They all have strong men to hold on, the last one to leave. He's the last one to shut the door, but he doesn't shut the door. God does, but he holds on. There's rituals. Fasting and praying. That's it. You know, these demons can afflict the entire church and oppress it to the point that several members of one church family can be attacked. Even several members within their families also slows the process of the church, the growth and development. So what in the world are demons? Demons are persons without bodies. They're a spirit, but they have a personality. And there's a reason for so many types. Because the objectives of a demon, which are the disembodied spirits of Nephilim in the Old Testament. Yeah, the bodies died. Spirits released. They sure didn't go to God. They went to second heaven. Second heaven and third heaven, where God resides, is separated by water. Water, they can't enter that dimension or that frequency wave vibration, no pun intended, of water. How the universe has this water separation, I don't know. But it's there, according to the Bible. Three objectives of a demon. To torment and torture. To keep you from knowing Jesus Christ. And to keep you from serving Jesus Christ. So we have our five senses. Sometimes you think, well, some people have got no senses. You got five senses. You have your fleshly issues, spiritual issues. You got to discern the two. You'll know if there's an affliction or demonization going on. And the remedies of each is different. If you're, say, for example, in a kind of a depressed state and you're dealing with a state of flesh issue, then you're trying to crucify a demon nor cast out the flesh. Are you dealing with a flesh or a demon? You know, Hebrew and Greek has the same name for spirit. But it also means the wind. Ruach. Ruach. Now, can you see the wind? Now, when you're cold and you blow, you can see your breath. But you can't see the wind. But you see the evidence of its effects, do you not? Well, the same thing for demons. People normally can't see demons, but due to their hierarchy, some will manifest themselves into this realm, which is the first heaven. It's physics. So, when the wind blows, the leaves move, the trees sway back and forth. The waves are produced. You feel flesh against your face. There's signs of the wind. Well, what are some characteristics of demons? Enticements. You enter a store, you see a gold pin on the floor. Somebody's dropped it and the voice tells you, hey, pick it up. Anything that comes to you in words comes from a person. Demons are persons. There's so-called controlled opposition out in the YouTube world. I love God. I love Jesus. God's my favorite. So forth and so on. They're also always, most always, anti-King James. Not all of them, but most of them are. I really like the King James. It's really, and here we go. I hear it every time. I use it. I love it. I love the language of the King James. It's really my favorite one, your favorite one. And I'm thinking, oh, this is going to get ugly. But it's my favorite Bible. But you know, it always comes with a but. Not Bertha, but it comes with a but. But you really got to read the Hebrew and the Greek. Or, but you know, there are more accurate ones that's older. Or they'll come up with some other excuse. Every single time. And these are preachers too, some of them. You hear that little voice says, pick it up. I was in Saudi Arabia. And Islam, of course, it is. Not me, no. In any case, it's not okay to steal in Islam, in is Islamic faith. You can't steal. So what they'd do was they'd take a paper or a book or something, somehow knock the pen on the floor. It was okay to pick up and keep it. That's a, no, you're kidding, right? No, it's what someone would do. It's okay if you somehow knock it off on the floor, it's okay to pick up. I said, okay, wow. I just glue it with super glue on the desk then. How about that? The ends justify the means. Harassment. A businessman in his office has a bad day. On his way home, he's stuck in traffic. And when he's finally home, the food's not ready. And the children are running wild. And Indians, like wild Indians around the house or whatever. And like space aliens are shooting each other with laser beams. At that moment, he blows up and gets mad and loses control. And starts screaming, yelling, and shouting. And that demon of spirit of anger has been following him around all day. It just slips right on in because the frequencies are equal. It's physics. And when this takes place, he's a slightly different person. His actions hurt the people he loves, and those around him see something in him that was not there before. How does he not know? Those sly little devils, in the moment of weakness, they slip in. Did you know that they can now synthesize, they can synthesize demonic activity by technology? The demons affect you with the same frequency of vibration. By technology, if they can, they can target the individual using DNA signature code, because they know your DNA, they can tap into your aura. And they deliver, with technology, 11 hertz of energy. Or target a flash mob, or a city, a town, a state, whatever, by using HARP, ELF transmission. Causes you to have riotous anger, rage. And if they target you with 6.6 hertz, it causes you to be all depressed. Now you put the voices in the head, you got yourself a suicide. We're using technology. And these emotions can be synthetically produced by technology today, then opens the portals for demons to come inside. They do not want you to know this. So only can you have demonic interference, but also technology that mimics possession. This is not science fiction. This is 20, 30 years old. Torment. You know, the demons torment spiritually with words in your head like, God really doesn't love you. No one really saved. Now, the point I was going to make here was they could put the voices in your head using voice-to-skull technology. So when this one called Maitreya, Disclosure, comes down, you've got these YouTube evangelists and YouTube quasi-Christians, they're saying that God talks to you in your head nowadays. One's called Calm Crash or something in the YouTube guys. He's spreading this nonsense that you'll hear audible voices in your head just like God did in the days of Noah. Well, you don't do that. It's not true. God talks to you through the Holy Spirit in your heart. It's how you feel you want to do. He has that frequency to tell you to do good. It's a frequency, family. Every emotion has with it a frequency that when it operates, you have that emotion. You understand this? It's like pushing a button. Yeah. That's how it works. Love would be a different frequency than hate. Well, using alchemy, logarithms, and formulas, all this numerology, etc., Satan has quantified the frequencies of how to control. But it's only allowed at a certain point. You see how that works? Holy Spirit will protect you and give you that conviction. When you feel that vibration coming on, for whatever sin it is, you get ready to commit, or the thoughts, then you pray to God to break up that chain. Break up that frequency. Scrambles it. This is physics. You see how it works? Well, what they're preparing you for by saying that voices are going to be in your head like in the old days. Well, when this one called Maitreya, the false prophet, comes into view publicly, he will speak to people in their heads. And you will know it as technology. And the Christians that don't know this are going to freak out. Because they're going to be in the head. They want to hear, like you're listening to a MP3 without the earphones. But it's inside your head. And they're going to think it's real. It's actually technology or it's demonic. Sometimes you feel compelled. Demons compel you to do things you wouldn't normally do. Cussing is a common demon. People rarely spit out such things or caught saying horrible words. That's how they change. It's like, what's wrong with John? Do you already said? Yeah, he doesn't talk like that. I don't know. He's never said that before. I don't. Oh, here comes you. You see? This is how things happen. This is how it really goes on. Or enslavement. A man gets drunk, then decides he's done with liquor and drinks no more. He sinned, but he's not enslaved. But an alcoholic is a man who can't stop drinking. He's in chains. And AA don't get it. AA is a Buddhic, New Age methodology. It doesn't work. They mix it with some Christianity, but it's lukewarm. If you combine, say, compel and slave together, compel and enslaving, you know what you get? An addiction. How they get you people addicted to cigarettes? They put chemicals in it. How people get addicted to Coca-Cola? They put cocaine in it. And then replace it with sugar. Then replace Coca-Cola with sugar with monster drinks and energy drinks. That's killed people already with giving them heart. You see how it works? This is not for profit. This is for demonization and making idols. They make profit off of it. This is not the purpose of it overall. 99% of all addictions are demonic and they need deliverance. To defile is projecting images, thoughts, and things into our minds. Mind control and deceive behind all forms of false religions. Your doctrines of deceiving spirits which are pulling God's children away. Many deceiving spirits are there. There's a YouTube presentation that's really good. I put it on my Facebook, Watch for Jesus, where it shows a young girl, and then there's a guy that's on the stage, okay? And he's in a white robe of sort, and he is the symbology of Jesus, or love, or Jesus, all right, God. And then the young girl is, they're having a good time together. You know, they're in harmony and so forth. And then here comes one in the same stage dressed in black and red, which is demonic colors, by the way, black and red. And leads her away from the one in the white robe. And then he cuts them off. And then there's a second one that comes up. It's a different person, but a different sin. Then she gets further and further away from the man in white. And then finally, the one in white starts waving his hands. And she's fighting back because each one of the steps she got away, the other people on the stage representing different sin are fighting and fighting and fighting to keep her there. But she finally breaks that chain. And then the one in white covers her over and protects her from the other five or six. And she's back in harmony and puts back on the white. It's on the YouTube. Sickened people. Demons cut out to the chase. They cut to the chase and try to kill you with various forms of illnesses. It's what the government does of all countries. The chemtrails. HIV was produced in a laboratory to kill. HPV is produced in a laboratory to sterilize your children. It's already killed already. That's correct. 1952 to 53. Baby boomers. Between 30 and 90 million Americans in the 1952-53 received the polio vaccine. Remember that? Well, what they didn't tell them, tell us or whatever, kind of like, I guess, Russian roulette. Between 30 and 90 million Americans, they put cancer vaccines in the polio vaccine. Or, I'm sorry, laboratory-produced cancer viruses in the polio vaccine on purpose and didn't tell anybody. They put fluorine in the water under the guise of getting your teeth white. It's a lie. It's to medicate. Then they added the aluminum pots and pans. They knew that adding the fluorine that's in the water to protect your teeth and the pots and pans and the coffee makers in aluminum would produce chronic fluorosis and put fluorine in the Pablum baby food. All that was designed to start the killing process of baby boomers. Because you're taught by the old-fashioned church of the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. Family, this, I got the evidence on this. This is slam dunk. This is not accidental. This is not because of commercial enterprise. This is by a design of the highest order. All sins committed in three different ways, namely by suggestion, pleasure, and consent. The devil makes a suggestion, the flesh delights in it, and the spirit says, okay. That's how it works. In the areas of operation, pride, rebellion. You know, demons operate in gangs, some in legions. Pride, rebellion, witchcraft, occult, fear. Your gang demons are resentment, unforgiveness, anger, hatred, violence, murder, loneliness, misery. These are all frequencies. Suicide, self-destruction, cutting. There was recently a little mirror thing, like wand or something that this woman purchased at a toy store. It's on the YouTube recently, and you can see it. And the little girl that had it, I think she's 3, 4, 5 years old, started messing with it and pulled off one back of it. And on the back of it, when it took off the back part of the cover, there's an actual picture of a demonic-looking entity of some sort cutting her wrist. Cutting is demonic. You open up the skin, allow possession into the blood. They're getting bold. We're at the end. I'm going to continue tomorrow. This is very important, in my opinion, of knowing how to deal. So when it comes to the old and to make it light, people do, to make it light, the devil made me do it. Well, actually, there's some truth to that. We're punished on earth in the secular way for the crimes we commit. Render to Caesar, which is Caesar, and to God, which is God's. We steal the vehicle of that demon. We're responsible to get him out. We can perform these sins. God has a punishment for it. The laws of the land reflect punishment of the Ten Commandments in the physical realm because God got his own punishment. It's called, depart from me, I never knew ye. or conviction of the Spirit to get your attention. He's got a supernatural punishment. For those with reprobate mind, he has eternal punishment. But he gives us so much time. He's very patient. You know the colors, the many different colors. When you get ready to commit a crime, when you are thinking something strongly, praying hard, hating hard, or loving hard, you're starting to pull away from Satan, your color, your aura changes colors. That's how he knows that you're going to do what you're going to do, or what you're thinking. He knows the color spectrum. Y'all see how deep this goes? He knows when you're starting to get that conviction because you're starting to pull away from the evil. He sees it. Therefore, he starts the interruptions because he can see your color. They can see the supernatural part of you pulling away. They can see when you're born again. Oh, or comes with those born again. That's how you look in the eyes. They look in your eyes. You can tell you're just not going to get along. And you can tell if something ain't right. People don't say anything. They say, well, I don't know. I just don't feel comfortable around Joe or Mary or whatever. I don't know. I just don't. That's what's going on. The eyes are the windows of the soul. Your soul is the back of your head called the pineal gland. It's connected to the spirit. Silver cord, Ecclesiastes 9. Family, wow. You know, this is like physics and chemistry. Biology is real. It's not philosophy. Evil is not a representation. It's physics. Well, so is prayer. And so is the Holy Spirit. Yeah, I guess he's in control too. But you got to call upon him. You got to not have fear. What happened when Peter started sinking in the water? God translated himself, translated him back to physical. Because he was walking on the water. Peter was walking on the water. He had fear, started sinking. Physics, how'd that work? His body frequency was changed. It's called translation. I'm preparing a Bible study to talk about that. It's really interesting. Being quickened and translated. Resurrected, raised from the dead. Brought back from the dead. It's different. Ascending, being brought up, taken up. It's different. Ascended is different than being taken up. Completely different. Being taken up means God's bringing you up. Ascending means I go up on my own. Well, Satan can't do that. Only one can. That's Jesus. The only one that can ascend. That's why the New Agers call their so-called masters of wisdom ascended masters. That they can ascend on their own. You see how that works? They can't. They go back and forth by ritual, death, destruction. That's how they do it. Because the veil between second heaven and first heaven is thinnest. Then they can pass through. Only by death and destruction, though. That's how that works. Family, we're at the end. Whew. What a day. We'll continue this tomorrow. And I don't know. Recently, I've been on a couple of shows lately in this process, and I just feel a real need for this lately. Because this is the nitty-gritty. As long as I keep my mind on the Bundy Ranch, or keep my mind on Ebola, keep my mind on, I don't know, the Antichrist and Obama, that's ridiculous, or this, that, and the other, I keep my mind off the ball. And that is the game being played. Well, family, let's close, and we're going to be busy this week. Get your notebook. I got that feeling. We're going to be really busy this week. I'll give you all as much as I can. I just feel something's coming. Y'all get ready. Lord, we thank you for tonight. Bring us together, Father. We thank you for this Bible study. We thank you, Lord, for leading us. Father, give us that wisdom, discernment, that we can help others. We thank you, Father, for the miracles you do perform for us. Lord, give us that awareness, that discernment that we need, Lord, to give us the knowledge that we need to witness to others. Father, we pray again for our sister Diana and for her comfort, for her family, for opportunity she can to spread the word of the gospel to others. We pray for their family. And Father, we revisit the families we prayed for in the past for the healing and bring them together. Lord, give us many more times of Bible study that we can share the gospel. Father, we pray for our veterans today. We pray for our children, for their protection. We pray for the churches, Lord, to wake them up, that the pastors and the preachers, the rabbis and priests, Father, will pull away from this religion and, Father, start teaching the truth out of the Bible to bring others to Jesus. And all these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Fam, we're there. And I want to remind y'all that John Kirkler plays our broadcast and Bible studies up in highpointradio.net, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey. And John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, highpointradio.net. He's got sponsors up there, and he's going to increase his output, more towers. So go to his website and check out the sponsors he has on his website. And, you know, if you need some of their services, go ahead and use them. My Facebook is Watchful for Jesus, and my website is watchfulforjesus.com. And so that being said, family, I appreciate y'all visiting tonight. And any comments, let me know about the Bible study or for anything specific. And what we're going to do is continue on the rest of this week with this battle. These battle plans, I call them. So y'all have a good night, and God bless y'all. And know that Jesus Christ is alive. And he's coming back. When? Don't know. When's tribulation going to start? Don't know. When's the rapture? Don't know. Nobody knows. But you'll know when it happens. Be ready before that time happens. Have a good night. God bless. This is your watchman, signing off.
From him like sunlight from the skies, guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted in peace.